So the Phoenix City Council has taken some action on the issue, but the Valley is not unique in having to address public prayer. The U.S. Supreme Court recently heard a related case and issued a decision. To learn more, I'm joined by Michael McConnell. He's director of the Constitutional Law Center at Stanford Law School. Professor, how much of this is about religious freedom?
This is really a question of religious neutrality. When the government is not required to be strictly secular in everything that it does, but when it opens up something like an opportunity to give invocations to private citizens, or in this case, private groups, it can't have formal discrimination or unequal treatment of religious groups. It has to treat them all the same.
Is there a risk then when council members will say, well, we want to change that? Is there dangerous territory they're stepping into based on what the law says now? I mean, does a body like that have the freedom to make changes, or is there a danger of contradicting what the law is saying about this?
Well, they have freedom to make changes, but they do not have the freedom to write into the law formal discrimination among religious groups. There may be changes they could make that would have the incidental effect of altering who's going to have priority for giving invocations, but there can be no formal discrimination.
Is there any recent case law, whether at the city level or a different sort of level? Is it cyclical? I mean, is there anything in recent vintage that you can tell us about?
There have been several things. There was a case in the United States Supreme Court a term before last called Town of Greece versus Galloway, Greece being in New York State, about a program very similar to this. And the argument was made that it was unconstitutional because most of the speakers were Christians, and some of them used sectarian language in the course of the prayers. The Supreme Court rejected that argument. But still, when cases like that are in the news, it inspires other people to think of other things to do.
When it comes to judicial philosophies on an issue related to this sort of thing, is it easy to pigeonhole one side or the other on this? Are we seeing any crossover between what would be traditionally conservative philosophies and traditionally liberal philosophies as it relates to freedom of religion, freedom of presentation when it comes to this sort of thing?
On an issue like this, there may be some who believe in a strictly secular public space, public sphere, who would be just as opposed to the Satanists having an invocation as the Methodists. And then you might have some who believe in freedom of speech and expression and let a thousand flowers bloom, who say, hey, this is great, we should have them. And then you may have some who say that the government should have some authority to be able to limit public events to the expressions which are going to be broadly uncontroversial and not offensive to anyone.
Okay.
So those different points of view are not all going to line up with left or right.
That's Michael McConnell, director of Stanford's Constitutional Law Center.